Welcome, witches, to episode 24 of Witch Talk. I'm your host, Bree, a Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, Pisces Rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of July 22nd to July 28th, 2024. It's officially Leo season, and honestly, the whole Barbieheimer situation last summer really should have been a sponsor for Leo season and Venus in Leo because it was all very Leo and made me truly appreciate Leo season and Leo as a whole, as an entity. Take a shot every single time I say Leo, by the way, in this episode. But let's jump into this week ahead. We started in Leo season. There's so much to enjoy and take away from Leo. Some of my personal favorite qualities of Leo as an energy is its connection to playfulness and the inner child. A lot of fun takes place when it comes to Leo, but it's also extremely healing. I feel like that's such a slept on quality of Leo, this ability to brighten your or somebody else's spirit, as well as creativity, the insane creative sparks that happen during Leo season is ridiculous. Visually, for me, it's like messy paint, pottery, performance, theater, spotlight. And then, of course, embracing or expressing yourself without any shame. Leo's spirit is meant to be expressed so unapologetically. I always think of Emma Roberts' Wild Child movie. She was such a brat, but only because it was a defense mechanism. When that's broken down, you really get to see a wonderful character who was just never afraid to express herself, and I love that. So when a sign goes into its season, it enters the sun, and Leo is ruled by the sun, so it truly is at home here. As I mentioned before, this is a time for self-expression, creativity, and stepping into the spotlight. But this year, Leo season's usual flamboyance and warmth is juxtaposed with Pluto and Aquarius. Aquarius is Leo's opposite, so that's definitely something to note, and I will be talking about it a little bit more in this episode. Under Leo's rule, the sun invites us to welcome and bask in the glory of our creative potential. This is the season to do anything artsy, express our individuality, and let our inner light shine. Very Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen vibe. I'm dropping so many Y2K movies this episode for some reason. But do activities that ignite some sort of passion in you, whether it's art, performance, or personal projects. This is the time to bring your visions to life. Leo's regal nature also brings forward leadership qualities. It's the time to step into roles of responsibility with confidence, the energy of saying, I can do this, or of course I can do this. Take charge of situations, lead with charisma, and make decisive moves in your professional and personal life. Bold leadership is always rewarded during Leo season, and that leadership is mixed with generosity as well. Leo is synonymous with generosity and loyalty. So it's a season that creates a spirit of warmth and benevolence. Any acts of kindness are going to feel extra good, especially in the crossover between Leo and Virgo, since Virgo rules over service. Do know, though, that the sun's intense focus can sometimes amplify ego and pride. There's a risk of becoming overly self-centered or craving excessive validation. So be mindful of conflicts arising from arrogance or the need for constant attention. Balance your self-confidence with humility and an awareness of other people's needs. Leo's fixed quality can mean stubbornness and an unwillingness to adapt and be flexible. There's a tendency to cling to ideas and positions or stances too rigidly. And I think that challenges in compromising or adapting to new situations can come to the surface because Leo's flair for drama can sometimes lead to exaggerated reactions and unnecessary turmoil. So everyone, but especially Leos and fixed signs, Scorpio, Taurus, and Aquarius, avoid blowing situations out of proportion, keep a level-headed approach to things, and steer clear of unnecessary drama. Now, Leo's authority and leadership qualities do face this challenge pretty directly, especially on the 23rd with the sun opposing Pluto, which I'll get to. But this challenge regarding Pluto's extreme energy in Aquarius will come up. That kind of dynamic creates a powerful interaction between maintaining the status quo and pushing for radical change. What can the season bring with that kind of tension? Power struggles, particularly in social and political arenas. Political leaders may face significant challenges, and there might be shifts in how power is wielded and perceived. Pluto in Aquarius looks to innovate and revolutionize. So when that's combined with Leo's creative drive, this season can lead to groundbreaking news or ideas or artistic expressions that challenge traditional boundaries. This Leo season is going to be a great time when it comes to breaking the mold. This Leo season is about visionary initiatives and progress. Leo emphasizes individuality and personal expression, while Aquarius champions for the collective good, and so Pluto's presence in Aquarius intensifies that dichotomy. Tensions will come up between personal desires and communal needs. I've been saying this, Pluto in Aquarius is about what it means to be human and what does humanity look like to us? How do we strive to balance self-expression with contributing to the greater good? Social and activist movements might gain momentum, challenging individualistic approaches. But most importantly, Pluto's transformative power as an outer planet can bring deep and lasting changes during Leo season. August will be for shedding old, ego-driven behaviors and embracing a more authentic, purpose-driven existence. Personal transformations involve letting go of outdated structures and beliefs. On a societal level, I think we might witness a reevaluation of leadership styles and see the emergence of new progressive leaders in office. Once again, the Biden-Trump election is kind of wacky and a lot of things are being thrown out like it's not going to happen or someone's going to drop out. And I think that is highly possible. I don't know. I think we may see someone more progressive or just new take office. But presidential election astrology is not this episode. Will be coming soon, though, in the coming months. So with that being said, that is my Leo season energy summary for you. Moving on to July 23rd at 1:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Sun in Leo makes an opposition to Pluto in Aquarius. Now, two episodes or so ago, I mentioned how these oppositions to Pluto were important. We had Mercury in Leo do it, Venus in Leo do it, and now the Sun in Leo. And you guys know that I am big on building blocks and how they contribute to the bigger astrological events that we have. And these oppositions are definitely a part of that when it comes to Pluto in Aquarius. And so when these come up, we have to think about who we are and what our identity is and how it either works with, opposes, or challenges the society that we live in right now. The opposition aspect, marked by its polarity, brings to the forefront conflicts and contrasts that demand our attention and resolution. This alignment highlights the struggle between the old and the new, the personal and the collective, the ego and the deeper forces of transformation. So it's great for growth as a person as well as a society. It's one of the building blocks for our world to grow positively, but also the tension between maintaining personal sovereignty and embracing the collective good. I think one of the downs of an opposition like this to Pluto is that it's quite intense and demanding. The opposition could bring power struggles both within ourselves and in our external relationships. There's going to be an energy of actually resisting change and clinging to outdated patterns of behavior or people, and to struggle against the transformative forces that are at play. So the key to navigating this kind of opposition really lies in our willingness as people and as a society to surrender to the process of change and transformation, to let go of what no longer serves us, and to embrace the new with openness. I think this opposition is a powerful reminder that we need to fix things quickly. We're in this era of selfishness and personal obsession and narcissism. And everyone is only for themselves, and they're so obsessed with themselves that no one is truly, truly, truly taking a look around and being like, oh, what can I do to make sure this mess is cleaned up? I hate that. I think it's going to take some sort of World War III or some super devastating event for people to truly open up and work together. I'm guilty of this too, but it's just something to keep in mind. You'd be surprised how many people really don't care about what happens in this world at all. You know, the percentage of people who don't even vote. On July 25th at 6:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury enters Virgo. And this is important as it will be retrograding in about a week. Mercury, the planet of communication, intellect, and daily routines, just to name a few, finds its domicile and exaltation in Virgo, a sign known for its analyticalness, attention to detail, service, and commitment to efficiency. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, embodies qualities of discernment or humility, organization, and a desire to improve and perfect. So when Mercury enters Virgo, its energy is amplified, encouraging us to adopt a more methodical and precise approach to our thoughts, words, and actions. And the entry of Mercury in Virgo brings with it a heightened focus on critical thinking, problem solving, and control. This is a time when we are meant to pay extra attention to the finer details, to refine our plans, and to communicate with lots of clarity and precision. Great time to clean out storage or do any sort of organization. And like I mentioned earlier, this particular transit of Mercury into Virgo carries additional weight due to the retrograde phase that will commence about a week and a half from now. Mercury retrograde periods are known for their association with delays, misunderstandings, and the need to reassess and reevaluate different aspects of our lives. So when Mercury retrogrades in its domicile of Virgo, the themes of analysis, organization, and practicality are revisited with an intensified focus. The retrograde period offers an opportunity to review and refine our approaches, to revisit unfinished projects, and to address any areas where we may have overlooked important details. It's a time for introspection, for reassessing our strategies, and for making necessary adjustments to ensure greater accuracy and efficiency. It's all about fine-tuning, you know, clearing up any misunderstandings and approaching our task with care. And the importance of this retrograde is further deepened by the fact that it also will be happening in Leo. And it's a huge cycle that started with Mercury entering Leo on the 2nd of July. But as for Mercury in Virgo, it will bring to light any discrepancies or areas in need of improvement that we might have previously missed. It's the kind of energy that embraces a mindset of continual improvement, to be open to constructive criticism, and to refine our process when it comes to achieving better or greater precision and effectiveness in our lives. The retrograde always invites us to slow down, to pay attention to the details, and to ensure that we're on the right track before moving forward. At 10:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same day, the Sun in Leo sextiles Mars in Gemini. This is great energy to start off Leo season. It's a burst of energy and a push of momentum to get things going. This alignment amplifies our ability to take confident, inspired action towards our goals that are driven by both passion and intellect. This is a surge in confidence, and the combination of Leo's creativity and Gemini's adaptability really creates this environment where communication flows very effortlessly, allowing us to express our ideas with clarity and charisma. This is an excellent time for launching new projects, doing anything collaborative, or just taking bolder steps towards your desires. Be mindful of the potential downsides, though. This can sometimes manifest in the way of impulsiveness or a tendency to take on too many tasks at once. There's a risk of becoming scattered or overcommitting because enthusiasm for new ideas can make it challenging to stay focused. ADHD energy, but in a good way if it's channeled correctly. The moon also moves into Aries on the 25th, so bold action is recommended. The last event to take place this week is on the 26th with Chiron stationing retrograde in Aries at 9:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As Chiron begins its retrograde journey, we are called to turn inward a lot and to revisit and re-examine the wounds that we carry with us. It's deep stuff. A Chiron retrograde means a heightened awareness of our vulnerabilities, encouraging us to face them with honesty. Retrogrades in general, right, are times of reflection, review, and revision, as I mentioned earlier. And Chiron's retrograde is no different. It offers a powerful opportunity to heal old wounds and to gain a deeper understanding of the patterns that have shaped our experiences. During this retrograde, which will literally last until like the day before 2025 starts, in the background, in our thoughts, we may find ourselves revisiting past situations where our sense of self was challenged or undermined. And this can manifest in so many different ways, like moments when we felt inadequate, overlooked, or unable to assert ourselves. The energy of Aries here compels us to address these issues head on, to reclaim our power, and to develop a stronger, more resilient sense of identity. It's a time to have self-compassion and to recognize that our wounds and traumas do not define us, but instead offer opportunities for growth and transformation. And I think that one of the key themes of this retrograde is the interplay between vulnerability and strength. Aries, known for its assertiveness and bravery, teaches us that true strength comes from acknowledging our vulnerabilities and using them as a source of empowerment. So this retrograde phase invites us to reframe our wounds not as weaknesses, but instead as these catalysts, I'm not sure if that's the right way to say that, for personal growth. On a broader scale, Chiron's retrograde in Aries can also have collective implications. It might bring to the forefront societal issues related to identity, self-expression, or individual rights. We might see a collective push for greater authenticity and the dismantling of structures that inhibit personal freedom. Okay, witches, that is a wrap on this episode of Witch Talk. Happy Leo season and happy birthday to all of the Leos out there. Here are some Leo season movies and rituals I also take part in every Leo season. One, watching Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, of course, as well as Wild Child, or any rom-com like 10 Things I Hate About You. Two, cleaning up my closet, or adding more to my closet. Three, channeling Matty Perez from Euphoria, if you know, you know. Four, taking a pottery class. And 5, going to see a play, a ballet, or a musical. I live in New York, so Broadway is right there for me. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. And don't forget to take advantage of the Birth Chart Deep Dive discount until August 25th. Link is in the show notes. And join me next week as we continue our journey through the cosmos. And until then, keep slaying and stay witchy. Bye!